We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
I love Mama.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, splendid viewers, and Mia Wezulu. That means welcome in Iwe, a language spoken by about 3 million people in Ghana, Togo, and Benin. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5. And AsiaSat 3S, North America Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 39 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 44 on Via Vision de Villa Mayor, and our newest edition, also in Bogota, channel 16 on Parabolica Bellavista. In Paraguay, in Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. And our newest editions, in Vallemi, channel 24 on Video Cable Vallemi. In Encarnación, channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision and channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Core, channel 27 on Core Video Cable. In Santani Tapiraqua, channel 30, and in Orqueta, channel 32 on Damoa SA.
In Cameroon, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus.
Channel 24 in Limbe and Environ on CiatSat.
Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Khovd Province, channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV. In Irtenet City, channel Z26 on Ulha Tinga Cable TV. And channel 50 on Himon Cable TV. In Swatter, Zeleng Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongov. In Daran Ul Province, channel 8 on Daran Broadcasting System. In Ulha, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Khotul, on channel 21, through the cable provider Gundarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan U Cable, channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghua Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Sinho Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. in Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV, in Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV, and in Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingchun Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a Bangladeshi government program helps more children attend school. In ecology news, Saudi Arabia supports its organic farming sector. In veg news, an American musician combines traditional Japanese flute playing with scrumptious plant-based fare. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 20, one of Turkey's most popular authors and humorists, Mr. Aziz Nesin, was born in 1915 in Istanbul. An acclaimed novelist and short story writer, he penned more than 100 books. His works have been translated into over 30 languages. In 1972, he established the Nesin Foundation to provide support, including housing and education, for 4 disadvantaged youths each year. This continues until the time they finish high school or learn a vocation. Mr. Nesin donated the copyrights for all his works to the non-profit. Among the honours bestowed on Mr. Nesin are the Golden Palm International Humorous Short Story Award in 1956 and 1957, and the Lotus Award given by the Asian and African Writers Union in 1975. May Mr. Aziz Nesin's legacy of wonderful writings and devoted humanitarianism continue to enrich our world.
Hualien News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from India. In early November, temperatures in northern India began to dip with the approach of winter. As the states of Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand are home to the holy cities of Banaras and Haridwar, respectively, many spiritual practitioners can be found in the region. With the harsher cold imminent, Supreme Master Qinghai expressed her concern for their welfare. She thus provided $20,000 and asked that our association members please go and give them blankets. This amount could obtain $328,000 in materials if purchased in the United States based on India's cost of living.
On November 17th, our association members from Formosa or Taiwan arrived in Delhi, India, covering their own travel and related expenses of around $3,000. There they purchased 4,335 blankets and learned that the devotees were mainly staying on the banks of the River Ganges near the two holy cities. Accordingly, they searched along the river banks and gave out the blankets. Recipients were delighted and surprised, expressing their gratitude for the love of Supreme Master Qinghai.
Upon hearing of our association members' endeavors, the Santosh Puri Ashram, located in Haridwar, helped to spread the news and generously allowed our association members to use their ashram for distributing the blankets. While queuing to receive them, joyous truth seekers sang the holy songs of India to express their gratitude for this providential care.
How beautiful it was to see the people from other countries come and give charity to the sadhus.
Appreciation for the gracious hospitality of Santosh Puri Ashram. We are grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai for her heartfelt consideration extended to the vulnerable, and we also thank our association members for their diligent help. May heaven protect the spiritual practitioners on their faithful journey toward the divine.
Japan jolted by quakes. Since Thursday, December 17th, central Japan's Shizuoka Prefecture has been rocked by over 100 earthquakes, including two magnitude 5.3 tremblers. At least 7 people were injured and approximately 20 buildings sustained at least minor damage, with some water pipes, roads, and sidewalks that cracked. City officials are evaluating the region and providing support to the local residents. Fortunately, no tsunami warning was issued. We are appreciative of the help offered by the Japanese officials and pray that those affected quickly recover their productive everyday lives. May such dangerous and traumatic events be eased through our benevolence toward each other and our ecosphere.
Lebanon struggles through floods and disruption. Heavy rainfalls and high winds have caused widespread flooding across Lebanon, particularly in the Beirut and Mount Lebanon regions. Extreme traffic congestion was noted as roads became impassable due to high waters or landslides. Some schools were also evacuated as the water found its way into buildings. Several government ministries and other agencies have announced they are working together to bring relief to the situation. Our appreciation government personnel for your timely care in helping restore the regularity of day-to-day life for the Lebanese people. We look forward to the day when our gentler regard for the planet prevails for the minimizing of extreme weather events as these.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Historic European ferry service resumes. A trilateral forum between Spain, the United Kingdom and Gibraltar, a self-governing UK territory, led to the reopening of the Gibraltar-Spain ferry route for the first time in 40 years. The new ferry, the Punta Europa II, sailed into Gibraltar from Algeciras, Spain on Wednesday, December 16th. A statement from the Spanish Foreign Ministry said the new cooperation will assist economic and social development in Gibraltar and the Campo of Gibraltar, where Algeciras is located. Our warm congratulations, Gibraltar, Spain, and the United Kingdom for the resuming of transportation and harmonized relations. May the people of your lands ever prosper in abundance and friendship.
Factory farms pollute groundwater. Facilities in New Mexico, USA, containing large herds of milk cows are coming under increasing scrutiny as being a main source of groundwater contamination. In these farmed factory settings, thousands of cows live in confined feedlots eating not grass, but engineered formulas. Under these conditions, for every 7 gallons of milk produced by a cow each day, 18 gallons of manure are excreted. With 300,000 milk cows in the state, New Mexico is inundated with 5.4 million gallons of manure every day, an amount that would fill 9 Olympic-sized pools. Moreover, unlike human waste, animal manure enters land and groundwater untreated, and thus can carry polluting nitrogen and disease to wildlife and humans. New Mexico's Environment Department has reported that excess cattle excrement from 2/3 of the state's 150 milk cow facilities is in fact contaminating the state's groundwater. New Mexico state officials, we appreciate this information and the understanding of the larger predicament it represents. May all such factory farms be eliminated for the betterment of animals and humans alike.
Swine flu pandemic far from over. In a press conference on Thursday, World Health Organization or WHO Special Advisor to the Director General on Pandemic Influenza, Dr. Keiji Fukuda, stated that the H1N1 swine flu pandemic is likely to continue to circulate for a number of years. He explained that there are still high levels of viral activity in European and Central Asian countries such as Russia, France, Switzerland, Czech Republic and Kyrgyzstan. In some regions, such as North America and some parts of Europe, swine flu activity appears to have passed peak activity. However, Dr. Fukuda stated that this is no reason to lower caution.
One of the big questions which is still before us is whether we expect to see yet another wave of activity occur perhaps in the late winter or in the early spring months? And the answer right now is that we simply are not able to answer this question.
To date, at least 19,839 swine flu deaths have been officially recorded worldwide since April 2009, although the WHO states that actual cases, including those resulting in fatalities, are hugely underestimated. Deaths recently rose to 50 in Aulac or Vietnam and 119 in Germany. In a one-week period, 25 lives were lost in Canada and 116 people perished in China, where the total reported toll is 442.
Dr. Fukuda, World Health Organization and all others working to inform and assist those in need, we appreciate your efforts as we also send our condolences and prayers to all the families who have been afflicted by this disease. May the ongoing risks of this pandemic and new future influenzas be halted through the closing of factory farms that too often breed them, along with adopting the safe organic vegan diet.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative living.
Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration.
Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration.
Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration.
Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants.
Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSE and pig disease or PMWS, etc.
To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below, al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org.
www.vegsource.com
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Greek cargo ship freed. Cargo ship MV Delfina and her crew of 14 Philippine and 7 Ukrainian nationals have been safely released following their detainment on November 5th, northeast of the Comoros Islands in the Indian Ocean. The crew is reported to be well and the ship has resumed course for Mombasa, Kenya. We thank heavens for the freedom of the 21 MV Delfina crew members, wishing them many blessed moments as they enjoy a safe and happy reunion with family and friends.
Save our planet.
Please help the world.
Please help save the world.
And now to our
co Copenhagen Accord on Climate Change announced. In the culmination of 2 years of negotiations, delegates gathered for the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Denmark did their utmost to act in the best interests of the public they serve. The resulting Copenhagen Accord provides an agreed point from which to move forward. Supreme Master Television's correspondent brings us highlights.
After global leaders arrived, they began a day of their own meetings to help advance toward unified action to curb global warming. By the evening of Friday, December the 18th, U.S. President Barack Obama announced a broad outline with objectives formed in cooperation with leaders of China, Brazil, South Africa, and India.
Going forward, we're going to have to build on the momentum that we've established here in Copenhagen to ensure that international action to significantly reduce emissions is sustained and sufficient over time.
The Copenhagen Accord urges countries to cooperate in creating goals as negotiators plan for a legally binding agreement at the next meeting in Mexico City, Mexico, in December 2010. Furthermore, decisions were made regarding financial assistance for developing countries to cope with climate change.
We're actually getting quite close to the 30 billion that a number of people have talked about, and it is good that the Secretary is now talking about 100 billion annually for 2020.
For a long time, we have been discussing the climate change issue, and more, we see that the problem is even more severe than we could have ever imagined. If it is necessary for us to make more sacrifices, Brazil is willing to put tap money to help other countries. We will do it.
In addition, developed countries will commit to at least 80% emission reductions by 2050, with shorter-term commitments to be determined later.
We've come a long way, but we have much further to go.
According to climate scientists, the fastest way to significant planetary cooling is the reduction of shorter-lived gases such as methane, and the quickest and least expensive way to do that is to eliminate animal products from our diets, replacing animal agriculture with organic vegan farming. Throughout the climate summit, this vital and effective veg solution was discussed by civil group delegates and the media. Forums were held with films about the devastating impact of livestock and meat on climate change. Members of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association also strived to remain at the front lines of the campaign by displaying and distributing information at the main entrance of the Bella Center conference venue, providing delicious vegan sandwiches to appreciative busy participants and passers-by.
I think your voice here is very good, so keep up the good work.
Besides giving presentations at public side events, our association members were interviewed by journalists, radio, television and print media groups from around the world. In addition, announcements about the harms of animal products, along with the benefits of a plant-based lifestyle, were printed in the COP15 Post newspaper, as well as broadcast on TV, featuring scientific findings and excerpts from interviews and conferences with Supreme Master Qinghai.
During the time of the First World War, Denmark even totally gave up eating meat because it was had an embargo. And during these 3 years, the total death rate went down by 17%, and they were the only country where nobody died from hunger.
Oh. We drove the whole way from Austria, Vienna, to Copenhagen, to the climate summit, in order to bring a very, very, very important topic, and this topic is the connection between climate change and the mass production of meat, the animal factory farming in the world.
Ending that kind of factory farming is key.
As you can see, it's the number one cause of the global warming.
And we still need to get out of livestock, and everyone goes vegetarian or vegan.
Meat anyway is very happy to be bought.
So a more vegetarian-based diet is important, a quick and a very big step.
I hope that many, many
more people get vegetarians and vegans in the future, because it really will affect our planet in a good way. Be veg, go green, save the planet.
Be veg, go green, and save the planet.
Be veg, go green, save the planet.
Be veg, go green, save the planet.
This is Supreme Master Television reporting from Copenhagen, Denmark.
Our respectful appreciation dedicated global negotiators and leaders for your efforts in arriving at the Copenhagen Accord and World Co-citizens for your supporting endeavors. We are grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her steadfast encouragement and guidance for humanity at this time. May the day come very soon that all governments make the wisest choice of adopting the most efficient, low-cost and rapid initiative to save our planet, the organic vegan diet.
During an interview on climate change for the July 12, 2009 edition of the Irish Sunday Independent, Supreme Master Ching Hai was asked to share her perspective about decision-makers' climate priorities for the Copenhagen conference.
What advice would you give to the leaders making these very important decisions for the people of the world?
Well, if I may, I have only one humble advice, that it is important to tackle the root cause, which is animal meat production. If we take the vital step to stop the demand for animal consumption, then the rainforest destruction will stop. The lungs of the earth will be restored. The destructive agriculture runoff and pollution will stop. We will have clean air and clean water. There will be more food for the hungry. Above all, when we're free of all the massive burdens imposed by producing and consuming meat, and instead practice the compassionate vegan organic farming, then the energy patterns of the world will change to a more compatible waveform with the earth and her inhabitants and with heaven. To produce harmonious weather and benevolent life-supporting atmosphere is all about changing energy. Make good energy.
Save our planet. The United Kingdom's Environmental Agency reports that with large organizations' better management of air conditioning, lighting and heat, the government's carbon reduction commitment program could see emissions reduced 50% more than originally anticipated.
Save our planet. Chinese scientists estimate that climate change has caused desertification to approximately 20% of the country's total surface area, placing at least 15% of species at risk of extinction, and costing the government more than $74 million in damages per year.
Save our planet. Extended drought and irrigation in California, USA have resulted in the loss of billions of gallons of water, with future prospects less and less sustainable for the state, especially as the nation's largest produce supplier.
Save our planet. The U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration finds that pesticides from agricultural runoff are being ingested by Pacific salmon and are limiting their size and growth, thus jeopardizing efforts to restore their populations.
Warning news. U.S. researchers determine alcohol consumption and smoking significantly increase the risk of death in head and neck cancer survivors, while a separate study finds that alcohol consumption increases the mortality risk for breast cancer survivors.
Hi, I'm Shiny the Chamois, a vegan with the tip of the day. Have you heard of witch hazel? It is a herbaceous shrub known for its astringent properties. Its extract can be applied externally to insect bites, blemishes, bruises, and sore muscles. Removing makeup and cleansing the skin are other uses. You can find it online or at your local pharmacy. Stay healthy. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
In good governance news, the Bangladeshi government works to promote school attendance. The first phase of the government's primary education stipend project, which was put into practice from 2002 to 2008, showed a rise in student enrollment from 78% to 97%. In this program, the families of disadvantaged students receive a monthly stipend. The government plans that by 2014, all primary school-aged children will attend educational institutions. Our sincere gratitude, Bangladeshi government, for your commitment to the leaders of tomorrow. May all young people flourish with love, support, and opportunities.
In ecology news, Saudi Arabia seeks to enhance organic farming sector. His Majesty King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz Al Saud, custodian of the two holy mosques, and His Royal Highness Crown Prince Sultan bin Abdulaziz Al Saud of Saudi Arabia have donated more than $2.6 million and $1.3 million respectively in support of the introduction of organic farming into Saudi Arabia project. This initiative is being promoted by the German Technical Cooperation, which will help prepare the organisation and regularity structure of the Saudi Organic Farming Association, SOFA. Organic production monitoring, farmer protection and consumer awareness will be included in the responsibilities of SOFA. Our respectful appreciation, Your Majesty King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz Al Saud, custodian of the two holy mosques, and Your Royal Highness Crown Prince Sultan bin Abdulaziz Al Saud for your generous commitment to organic methods of growing food. Our thankfulness also, Germany Technical Cooperation, for your contribution to this laudable endeavour. May Allah bless Saudi Arabia with a rich harvest on a sustainable and flourishing planet. Up next on Noteworthy News, an American musician creates vegan delights. We'll let the cat out and come right back. More peaceful news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, admirable news for a respectful world. In veg news, an American plant-based chef enjoys a flourishing musical career. The Marin Independent Journal, a California, USA newspaper, featured an article on Mr. Philip Gelb, who operates the Bay Area Shakuhachi School in San Francisco. Mr. Gelb performs and instructs in the traditional bamboo Japanese flute, as well as composing his own pieces. A vegetarian since the age of 18, Mr. Gelb also has a vegan catering business, In the Mood for Food. In addition to holding cooking classes, twice-a-month dinner concerts combine delicious organic animal-free cuisine and world-recognized music performers. Mr. Gelb has also displayed his culinary expertise on Supreme Master Television's Vegetarianism, The Noble Way of Living. For more information, please visit www.philipgelb.com. Kudos, Mr. Philip Gelb, on your two outstanding careers. We wish you continued success in sharing the jewels of the compassionate diet and musical worlds.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more.
Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/b-veg.
Let's now enjoy a joke told in Javanese entitled Promotions.
Sawijining bos ngundang salah sawijine pegawene ing jero ruangane. Kuat, ujare. Kowe wis ning perusahaan sasuwene setahun. Kowe miwiti ning ruang pos surat seminggu sak banjure, kowe diangkat ning bagian sales. Lan sesasi sawise, kowe diangkat dadi manajer wilayah ning departemen penjualan. Mong sajroning patang sasi, kowe diangkat dadi wakil direksi. Saiki wayahe aku pensiun. Aku pengen kowe ngenteni ning perusahaan. Kepiye penemumu? Matur nuwun, ujare pegaweku. Matur nuwun, wangsulane si bos. Mong iku sing kok kandhake? Nggih, mboten, ujare si pegawe. Matur nuwun, Rama.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
My mom and dad are used to thinking that no meat and no milk are equal to an unhealthy body. Perhaps I can change their mind by letting them watch the programs here. I'll try my best to save my beloved world. It will be great that everyone knows this meaningful TV program. Thanks for your contribution to the world. Marin from Hong Kong.
Marvelous Marin. Your wonderful efforts are much appreciated. You're welcome to download at no cost any of our healthy living programs at www.suprememastertv.com/HL so your parents can be acquainted with the many experts that advocate a plant-based diet for optimal health. Please keep trying to share the important information that the vegan diet is our very affordable ticket to planetary survival. With heaven's blessings and all our love.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Mawu ni Yarami, which means God bless in you.
May your life be filled with inner peace and gracious smiles.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The International Organization of La Francophonie lifts Mauritania's previous membership suspension and calls for other member nations to support a democratic effort and respect for human rights.
South Korea sends refrigerated trucks containing 500,000 doses of antiviral swine flu medication as the first humanitarian aid to reach North Korea in 2 years.
U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama delivers around 500 toys donated by White House staff to the Toys for Tots program, urging Americans, meanwhile, to also donate to children in need.
The United Arab Emirates ambassador to South Africa, Ismail Obeid Al Ali, meets with South Africa's Deputy Minister of International Relations and Cooperation, Sue van der Merwe, to discuss enhancement of bilateral relations.
Portobello mushrooms with their dense, flavorful, and versatile cooking qualities are increasingly popular with the growing number of eco-conscious Americans who opt for plant-based meals.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev receives an official visit from Palestinian Ambassador Fayed Mustafa as he affirms Russia's commitment to facilitate and support peace in the Middle East.
The U.S. poultry market is experiencing a sharp decrease in business, mainly due to increased production costs and significantly reduced consumer demand for the meat.
A 70-van aid convoy organized in part by British lawmaker George Galloway is joined by an additional 50 vans of aid from Turkish NGOs, all destined for Gaza, Palestine.
Jordan's newly formed National Alliance Group, with Her Majesty Queen Rania as honorary president, announces a goal of eliminating violence toward children in schools through programs that offer alternative forms of discipline.
A delegation from AULAC, or Vietnam National Assembly, meets with legislators in Brazil, with both sides agreeing to improve bilateral trade and other cooperative endeavors.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.